This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Greetings, listeners. Getting run down at the end of the year, today we have news to cheer you up. With us in the studio is Denise Savanti, who is here to tell us about entertainment opportunities at the Globe Theatre. Welcome, Denise.
Hello, Anne. Thanks so much for inviting me along.
Well, please cheer us up by telling us about the Comedy Fest. So when is it?
So the Comedy Festival is opening on the 15th of November and running for 10 days till the 23rd of November. I don't know if people are aware of the Comedy Hub. They've been very active in Palmerston North for about 4 years now and have done some amazing stuff. Last year we had a Fringe Festival that was coordinated through Centrepoint, and the Comedy Hub organised a huge number of gigs as part of that. It was decided that the Fringe Festival would only be every other year, so those guys at the Comedy Hub decided they would put on the first Palmy Comedy Festival. And they've got an amazing lineup, over 60 shows over the 10 days in both venues at the Globe, starting most evenings from 5:30 and running through till late. The highlight, or the headliner, will be Guy Williams on the 15th of November to open it with his one-man show, Full Head of Steam. But apart from that, we've got an amazing lineup of local and national comedians coming through.
So you said using both theatres, so would they mean that people would have to make a choice between one or the other, or are they concurrent or not times?
No, you won't be able to see everything. You're going to have to make your choices. But we've got a special comedy pass, Comedy Festival pass, which will allow you to come into any show at the last minute for just $10, apart from Guy Williams. But every other show you can see if you come and just on standby for $10 a pop.
So otherwise, what will be the cost?
Various. The performers are setting their own costs, but mostly they're in the $10 to $20 range. It's just Guy Williams is a little bit more expensive because he's our headliner.
All right. So how much would it cost to see him or hear him? Sorry. And do we have to make bookings?
You can buy tickets through our box office, either online at www.globetheatre.co.nz or in person at the Globe Theatre, 312 Main Street. So Guy Williams is... Just one moment. $25 concession or $30 full price.
Right.
It's still very affordable.
It's cool. And shows are roughly an hour or so?
Yeah, up to an hour. For each of them, yeah. So you can fit in three or four in an evening.
So the variety, what sort of variety are we going to get? I mean, comedy's comedy, but there are various forms.
There's all sorts. It's mostly stand-up or cabaret. Yeah, all sorts, really. So people who've been playing with Comedy Hub a long time, locals, Astarte, Dylan Stewart, Nathan Cross,
Morgan Booker. My mind's gone blank too. I've forgotten his name.
Oh, my goodness sake. You're going to have to edit that out. And too many to mention, but you'll find your favourite local comedian will certainly be playing, even on the stand-up Best of the Fest and open spots that we're running throughout the festival. There's also Nick Rado, who some people would have seen last year when he came to the Globe at Christmas, and other comedians coming up from Wellington and Auckland and all over. Other favourites that will be playing Alexander Sparrow and Katie Boyle coming back with two of their new productions, Pat Goldsack's Ring of Gold by Katie Ball, which is her follow-up to her award-winning show, Pat Goldsack's Swingers Club and Brothel, and Alexander Sparrow is Vainglorious, having previously been Donald Trump.
Oh, right. So there's quite a variety of subjects within
something
the comedy.
Something for everybody, yes.
And remind us again how we can find out who will be when.
So the full programme is available on www.globetheatre.co.nz or follow us on Facebook or come into the Globe Theatre and buy your tickets in person.
And you said that there is a, a dispensation or whatever if you're going to several?
Yes, so you can buy a festival pass for $50, which allows you entry into five shows in the last 15 minutes before the show starts. So like a standby ticket.
All right, so you don't turn up there waiting to go half an hour beforehand whatever.
No.
And what else does the Globe provide apart from the show? So if I'm waiting for a show, what
So
what
we've
I
got
do?
The cafe and bar open, Encore Cafe, providing a full range of cafe food and alcohol as well.
All right. So is there anything else that you'd like to say about the Comedy Fest?
It's going to be a lot of fun. These guys are really good fun and lots of laughs. So come along and buy into it. Take part in it. It's going to be the first comedy festival for Palmerston North. And who knows what else will come.
So it might be a stepping stone to more.
Let's hope so.
Or as they say, wait, there's more.
Yes, that's right.
Right, and coming up soon, you have a major music event. Can you tell us about that?
So we're absolutely delighted to be included in the Lloyd Cole solo tour. Lloyd Cole was very big in Europe and I think in New Zealand in the 1980s with his band Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. Probably most of you will have heard of his most famous hit, She's Got Perfect Skin. And he's touring solo and coming to Palmerston North to the Globe. So tickets for that show are available through – hang on, just one moment. I have to edit this too, Anne.
So it's at the Globe and in Palmerston North when?
So it's on the 26th of November. And tickets are available through Event Finder. The tour is Lloyd Cole from Rattlesnakes to Guesswork, his latest solo album, Guesswork. And he'll be performing with the Commotions guitarist, Neil Clark. So that's something not to be missed for all those fans of 80s music and particularly of Lloyd Cole.
So he's just having the guitarist back him rather than the whole band. So is the whole band still together, do you know?
No. So I guess you'd call it Lloyd Cole and the Commotion rather than the Commotions.
But they don't make noise, they make
it's
music.
It's a duo, yes. So a lot of people will have very fond memories of the Commotions' debut Rattlesnakes record, and this is his new Lloyd Cole's new solo album, Guesswork, launching that. It's a real treat to have him coming to Palmerston North.
So they can't book for that at the Globe. They have
no,
to go
that's
to
from Event Finder. Yeah. But you can find the link to the ticketing site from our website, www.globetheatre.co.nz.
And while you're looking there, look up to see what's on at the Comedy Fest as well. So now we're going to have a break and we're going to hear Lloyd Cole and the Commotions' Lost Weekend.
Single room and the sickest joke was the price of medicine. Are they laughing at me now? May I please laugh along with me? Small owl up from a deep, a quiet sleep with ashtray clothes and this lonely heart pen with which I wrote for you a love song in town. We'll be right back.
We've just heard Lloyd Coles from Lost Week with Lost Weekend. So to hear more, he's a coming attraction at the Globe on the 26th of November at 7:30. So look forward to that, folks. So Denise from the Globe is with us. So Denise, can you please tell us about the other music treats that you've got coming up before Christmas?
Okay, so in the run-up to Christmas, if you're looking for something to do, we've got some great shows coming up. We've got local shows, the end-of-year shows for the Kirsten Riley Dance Studio, and we've got other community events, the final Sunday matinee series for 2019 and the monthly French film night. But if you're looking for something a little bit more, take someone, a friend to for Christmas, then these are some choices for you. So on the 7th of December, we've got The Maze over from Melbourne, a vibrant contemporary folk music duo who will be presenting their show from 8 o'clock on the 7th of December. On the 8th of December, Roger Fox is bringing Andrew London to the Globe with his London Calling show. That's on at 2:30. That's a matinee showing. And tickets for both those shows are available at the Globe Theatre or www.globetheatre.co.nz. On the 14th of December, the Comedy Hub is back with its very popular Christmas edition of Sing It Wrong.
Sounds exciting.
Yes, that is very funny. The last time they presented that show, we had a cracking evening with everyone singing songs wrong and following it up with a karaoke in Encore Cafe. On the Sunday, the 15th of December at 5 o'clock, we've got our local hero Kane Parsons will be presenting his show All the Right Notes, but not necessarily in the right order. That's a crack up again, and a good show for a family event or a works do. On the 20th of December, Ian Harmon is back with his Lola and Friends Christmas Cabaret, Mixed Nuts, Fun, Frivolity and Fruitcake. So for this Christmas show, Lola has gathered his most festive friends for a catastrophic Christmas comedy. So that's on the 20th of December. We also have a morning show on the 20th of December, which is a Gilbert and Sullivan morning. For those of you who like the operettas, the Old Dairy Factory proprietor David Self will be bringing his show to the Globe on the 20th of December. So that's lots of fun before Christmas. If you're hearing this and wondering what you might do tonight, you could get on down to the Globe and see the final few performances of Manitou Theatre Society's show Swingers, which is written by April Phillips and is a fun romp through about golf.
Oh, wow. A swinging time.
Swinging, yes.
So you mentioned Kirsten Riley Dance Group on the 7th of December. So is that a local dance company or...?
Yep, that's right. So Kirsten is doing her first end-of-year show at the Globe. We also have in November and December, Tall Poppies doing their annual end-of-year show. Tall Poppies will be doing their show on the 2nd and 3rd of December. And it's one of the really great things about the Globe Theatre is that we have this amazing facility where we can showcase all our local talent. And I think this year we've seen so many fantastic productions featuring local people. At the Globe, we've had a couple that have been put together by Malcolm Hopwood. First one was the D-Day dedication, and the second one was Born Free, a celebration of the Oscars, all performed by local talent and to sell out shows. And they'll be back next year. So just keep an eye on the Globe website or send us your email and we'll put you on our database and send you updates.
Now, getting back to the music, I understood that you to say earlier before when we weren't on air that Hannah Fang was coming back.
No, unfortunately, Hannah is having to go for an operation,
oh dear.
So that's been cancelled.
That's why you didn't mention her. I wasn't listening, was I, when you said before?
You were listening.
So, and Sue Pugmire, I believe she's local as well. You mentioned she's going to be
on. Yeah, so we try, one of the things, that, as I think I mentioned, one of the things that we do at the Globe is we are there for the community. The theatre is largely funded through the community funding, through rates and philanthropic funds, and it is there to enable us to provide those facilities for local people. So we have, once a month, we have a chamber music concert provided through Music Aviva that Guy Donaldson puts together, a fantastic program. And we've also just started this year a monthly Jazz Plus Cafe on a Sunday afternoon once a month, where Sue Pugmire has put together a great program of shows with people that she knows and has played with over the years. So there's the final one of those on the 15th of December.
Right, so there's an awful lot that we've talked about. So go to the website, people, which was what?
www.globetheatre.co.nz, or just call into the Globe. We're open most days and every day at least between 10 and 2.
And so is there a cost for the Sunday music that we've just
so
talked
the,
about?
So the those two events, the Sunday matinees and the Jazz Plus Cafe, are by donation only, but we do ask that people consider giving at least $5, and that money goes entirely to the musicians who are playing.
All right. So is there anything else that you've got coming up before Christmas that might be a surprise?
I think I've said everything, Anne.
Well,
we've got
there was
before
an awful
Christmas.
Lot associated
yes,
in there. So.
Yes, but I suppose we could look a bit further forward at what's coming in the new year.
What else can we expect for our enjoyment after Christmas?
So January is traditionally a quiet time for us at the Globe. And in fact, in some years we've been closed, but we've started to open again now. And one of the things that I've been really keen to try and get to the Globe has been a pantomime during the school holidays, and this year we will be having Wellington-based company Pantaloons bringing their pantomime Cinderella to the Globe on Saturday the 18th of January. So it's only one show, but hopefully it will lead on to more of that kind of thing during the summer holidays.
And to book and
yep, www.globetheatre.co.nz. All the details of confirmed shows are on our website. And if we're not doing the ticketing, then we do point people to where they can buy tickets.
So far, from what you've talked about, the event finder one for, was it Lloyd Cole?
Yep.
The only one that you needed to go somewhere else?
Yep.
Otherwise, either pop yep, into but you the can, Globe or... You,
yeah, get all the details from our website, yes.
So now you mentioned, okay, so we've got on January the 18th, we've got the Pantaloons, which sounds exciting.
Yes, it's doing Cinderella.
Yes, and what else have we got?
So one of the things that we've noticed in the past couple of years is that we get a lot of touring musicians coming through, particularly from the northern hemisphere, seeking the Southern Hemisphere sunshine, I suppose, and also coming over here for some big festivals, the Auckland Folk Festival and WOMAD in the first quarter of next year. And some of them touring round, and we've found that we get a lot of bookings from music, from musicians in that first 3 months of the year. So last year we packaged them together as a festival and gave some discounted tickets if people bought to more than one of them. And that proved to be very popular. And our programme for the first quarter of next year is really shaping up with some great music acts. So we've got Scott Irving, Scott Cook. Sorry, got that wrong. I'll have to edit that, Anne. We've got coming next year, we've got Scott Cook, Andy Irvine, Rosier, the Tattletale Saints, Richie and Rosie, the Glass Heart String Choir, Delaney Davidson, right the way through, and more bands confirming every week, right through. And we're hoping that we're going to be able to showcase the East Pointers again towards the end of March. those of you who came to their gig last year will know they're fantastic, and hopefully that will be our finale.
So, as usual, lots and lots to expect.
lots on at the Globe. And the only reason that we can put on these shows is because the Palmerston North people are so fantastic at supporting them. And so I really appreciate all the support that people show to us and to the performers by coming to the shows.
So your pantomime would be particularly suitable for children, as you said, in the holidays.
Yes.
So what other that we've talked about would you say specifically? You mentioned a family show, and now that was such a lot that I can't remember which one it was you said.
Sorry?
For suitable for families?
Well, most of our shows are suitable for families. Probably they're all music, and a lot of people do come to the music shows as families. So any of the music would be great if your family is particularly interested in that. Any of our the end of year shows that are coming up in December, very family friendly, targeting children and families. Most things really would be fine to bring children to, and we do get things being confirmed all the time. So just keep an eye on our website, and if you've got any questions, just give us a ring on 06 351 4409. Yes.
Because I was looking at, when you mentioned Kane Parsons, I thought, well, perhaps that might be something suitable for a preschooler's first introduction to classical music.
He's very funny. I'm sure many listeners will have seen parts of his show before. It's good fun entertainment. Yeah.
Because classical music isn't exactly something that preschoolers, I don't think, would be enjoying.
Well, no, preschoolers probably not. But we have a very, very vibrant music scene in Palmerston North, as everybody knows. And we have annually the performing arts competitions for the whole of New Zealand here in Palmerston North. And the amount of talent amongst young people is just amazing. And it's really fantastic to see them having so many opportunities to showcase their talents. I'd probably like to also mention that recently we've had, during the July school holidays, a production from the Manawatu Youth Theatre, which has been sold out. We had Seussical Junior and then Alice in Wonderland Junior. And another show is planned for the July holidays next year. Just amazing for opportunities for young people to showcase what they can do. And everyone will be amazed at what the talent we've got here in Palmerston North.
That's wonderful. So thank you very much, Denise. And we're going to go back and hear another song from, track from Lloyd Cole. And this one's called Why I Love Country Music.
The time we don't talk, we don't fight. I'm just tired, she's way past caring. But she says she is fine, she tells lies most of the time. What she needs, I don't have. She plays country.
Well, there you have it, folks. Remember, look up, see what's on at the Globe on their website. And if you want to hear any shows, on npr.nz/show/spotlight. Till next week, and signing off.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.